Running a Fever, episode 128. It's my review of Dan Buettner's The Blue Zones Solution, eating and living like the world's healthiest people. Once again, this is a cross post from my YouTube channel, Southern BookTube. Go to southernbooktube.com to see all the videos there, including the non-fitness related ones. Hope you enjoy it. This chapter in the Blue Zone series focuses on changing the world.
I woke up this morning, year round for my shoes.
Welcome to Southern BookTube. In 2008, Dan Buettner published his first book on the Blue Zones, based on his research for National Geographic. He produced a second book, Thrive, Finding Happiness the Blue Zones Way, in 2010. The Blue Zones Solution, Eating and Living Like the World's Healthiest People, is the third in this series. The edition reviewed is the National Geographic hardback, published in 2015 in Washington, D.C., 319 pages. The Blue Zones Solution is divided into four parts. Part one, Buettner reviews the research, original and recent, concerning the Blue Zones, communities in the world where people live happy and healthy lives of 100 years or more. In part two, he tells the story of his team's attempts to create a Blue Zone in the United States. The third part summarizes what it takes to manufacture a Blue Zone. The final part is a collection of longevity-promoting recipes. This chapter in the Blue Zone series focuses on changing the world. It is a chronicle of the efforts and a manual of the methods Buettner is using and promoting to spread the concepts and practices he has distilled from his personal and collaborative research and that of others. He wants to make Blue Zones in a strong belief that by mimicking the lifestyles of people in these societies, people all over the world can live better, longer. The areas the author calls Blue Zones were first noticed in demographic studies decades before he became involved. The original maps had the areas circled in blue, hence the name. Buettner started his research in 2005 and has since devoted his life to transforming communities into Blue Zone-like longevity centers. After writing his first book, Buettner found a story in Finland about an area whose inhabitants changed their lives by changing their environment. The area had been home to the highest rate of cardiovascular disease in the world. After some changes by an ambitious government healthcare official, they reduced the male heart-related mortality rate by 25%, and the nationwide life expectancy over that time went up nearly 10 years. This was proof to Buettner that a change in environment can actually add years to lives. He took this idea to organizations in the United States and obtained over $1 million in funding to try it. His first attempt was in Albert Lea, Minnesota in 2008. Much of the community, including grocery stores, food distributors, churches, the government, schools, individuals, all participated, and the result of 10 months' work was a 3.1-year increase in life expectancy. The changes put in place continued for years afterward. A bigger effort was to transform a community in the sprawling megapolis of Los Angeles, called the Beach Cities. Here, positive changes resulted from a longer-term, better-funded project, 3 years. An endowment in the area will allow funded efforts to continue indefinitely. A drop in the smoking rate, an increase in the percentage of people exercising, the stated quality of life, all improved faster than the national average. Buettner went on to try his methods and apply lessons learned in other communities. The stories are an inspiration to anyone who wants himself and others to enjoy life as long as possible. To get the book, please use the link below. And for more on many of these concepts and other health topics, try my podcast, Running a Fever, also linked below. Thanks for watching Southern BookTube. Y'all come back now.
But you know about it,
This is the Padua Podcast Network. PaduaPodcastNetwork.com.